Long distance, 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Stay with us. Animal World continues straight ahead. We're here till noon today, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Martha with Animal World's tips for summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a cocoa mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration or heat stroke takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. Because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans, they can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope. What you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canidae Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on your radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is believe it or not, the first Sunday of July already. We're past the 4th of July. And it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, with allergies to, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject. We've told you about Dr. Al's website if you want to check out the opinion page and the articles. Lots of great stuff on his website, www.drpluckner.com. We have got Wagon Tales liver cookies to give away today, and Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. We also have open phone lines for any animal or human medical care questions, and it doesn't have to relate to the imbalance. We would love to hear from you. Write these numbers down. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're out of our local calling range, toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And we have email available as well in the studio here, so you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, you still with me?
I'm still with you, and I like your comments on heat prostration. I just had one in 2 days ago.
Oh, you were listening to my summer tip.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I had about a year old French bulldog, beautiful little guy, that the owner said we were walking around the block and he collapsed and they raced him in. And unfortunately, he was gone at the time he arrived. And I showed the staff how to take a temperature in a dog like this. And the temperatures will only go up to 109.9.
The thermometer?
Thermometer, right. And that's where he was, so. Pretty apparent.
Now this is a little French bulldog. They are so cute, but I imagine
he's just adorable, little white guy. I mean, just gorgeous little guy.
But with their physical structure, it's probably more difficult for them to breathe and pant off heat. But he wasn't like stuck in a hot car or something. He was just walking.
Sure, he had to be. Okay, to have a temperature that high, it pretty much tells you that he had been stuck in a hot car.
Oh, okay. So she wasn't telling the truth when she said
that's the point of this. If, you know, ever there is a problem, you know, take the temperature. Yeah, it can elevate 104, 105, 106.
Oh, my. But you say that poor dog was dead by the time?
Well, by the time he came to us, he was gone.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, and so it was just one of those things where you got to be careful. And also, as I mentioned to you, too, you can rub alcohol on the pads of a dog that the heat is up, and it'll drop that temperature at least 1 degree or more within probably half an hour.
Wow. Okay. So yeah, that's I learned that from you after I did that recording on those summer tips. But that is good to know.
Right.
You use alcohol. You put a little alcohol on the pads of their feet.
Right, front and back, and it's usually. And one of your listeners called in, which was really a great tip. I think to the nurse that. You should basically use distilled alcohol instead of rubbing. So, in other words, if you have any vodka gin or anything like that, do that.
Oh.
Because if there's absorption, which obviously there is, and it goes to the liver, you would rather have something that's less toxic.
Oh, I guess. So rather than using, like, rubbing alcohol out of the bottle,
right.
You're talking liquor alcohol.
Exactly.
Like vodka or gin?
Yeah,
or
vodka or gin.
Tequila
or
rum? Wouldn't matter, huh? You just use the alcohol and you spread it.
Distilled. Yeah, so it will evaporate off the pads. It will seem to reduce. It seems to reach, who knows, there's an area called the hypothalamus. It's for temperature regulation. But it does dramatically drop the temperature. And then, like you mentioned, if you spray off the dog or cat, whatever it happens to be, with really cool water and they're interested in drinking, you put ice cubes there. And the combination will really, really make a big difference.
All right. Well, that's very good to know. So use drinking alcohol to rub on their feet, and then by that evaporating quickly, it actually draws some of the heat out.
Yeah. And one of your listeners, the nurse, was saying, you know, which we know you do it. You do this for children, too, no doubt about it. But she said they usually use a drinking alcohol for a child because they're concerned.
Well, where do you put it on the child? Do you put it on the bottom of their feet?
The bottom of their feet and on the palms
of their hands. Oh, darn. Really?
Yeah, kind of interesting stuff, and it works. It really does work. So,
I'll be darned. All right. Well, I got to tell you, our phone lines are filling up for you, Dr. Al. So what I'm going to do here is I don't want to start a phone call and then have to interrupt it right away. So let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then as we continue, Linda, hold on. You'll be our first caller for Dr. Al and everybody else. We've got one line open, but it looks like we're going straight to calls. So stay with us. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Today's pampered pets deserve a big apology. Pets are fed the same processed foods meal after meal, which they would never eat in the wild. Research continues to prove that the more we consume processed foods, the more health suffers. Over 25 years of Dr. Wysong's research has proven that pets suffer from the same degenerative diseases plaguing their human friends. Pets don't have a choice about what's put in their bowl, and their human caretakers have been led to believe that they're doing the right thing by feeding this way. Learn more about it at www.wysong.com. .net. Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest standard of excellence for product quality, palatability, and customer satisfaction. They pride themselves on making only the highest quality all-natural pet foods using the finest ingredients available. All of their products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and they're naturally preserved. Discover for yourself and your pets the benefits of feeding Canada and Felidae all-natural pet foods. Go to www.canada.com for more information.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling in the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. And we would be delighted to hear from you. We will have open phone lines for the rest of the show until noon. And we are entertaining your animal or human medical care questions, whether or not it has anything to do with the endocrine immune imbalance. Dr. Al's a great vet and has great suggestions, so we'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. If you're out of our local calling range, toll-free number is 1-888-298-5569. That's 888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, you ready for our first call?
You bet.
All right, let's go to Redmond and welcome Linda. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Al Pluckner.
Thank you. I just wanted to comment. I have been for over a year trying to find a solution for my dog who has had been chewing and licking at her feet and having these problems.
Okay, what's your dog's name, Linda?
Izzy.
Izzy, and what kind of dog is Izzy?
A toy poodle.
Toy poodle, and how old?
She's 4.
4 years old, a female spay?
Yes. Yes.
And she's had problems with we said itching and scratching and chewing her feet?
Yes.
Okay, so continue.
I am on vet number 7.
Vet number seven.
When I went to this man, I said, "You are vet number 7. I hope 7 is my lucky number." Someone had happened to recommend him to me, and I have. And when one of the first things he told me was to look at Dr. Plexner's website, and in the course of looking at it, I found that he is one of the vets that is listed.
Oh, okay. Well, who? Which vet is that?
Dr. Burlingame in Marysville.
Hey, Dr. Bill. You
hey,
betcha.
Bill.
Dr. Bill is, I'll tell you, talk about being grateful. I am so grateful for Dr. Bill. Actually, Linda, he is my personal veterinarian for my animal friends. I go up to Marysville to see him specifically, And he is the most experienced and knowledgeable vet in our area about Al's work and the testing and protocol. So now, did you know about, had you listened to Animal World and know about Al's work before you went through all these veterinarians? Or
no.
Oh, no.
It was after someone happened to recommend Burlingame to me, and I think it was, oh, through my groomer and somebody who boards dogs, and apparently, and this is up in the Marysville area, and apparently a lot of her dog boarder customers go there or go to.
Wow, that is amazing. Linda, I'm so glad you called in. But Linda, Dr. Al, Linda had been through 7 vets.
Right.
With this dog with allergy, and I'm assuming, Linda, that you were on vet number 7 because you had found no relief or help for your dog.
Exactly. We had tried lots of antibiotics, and I had had Benadryl suggested, and we had tried many things, even through a naturopath, Chinese herbals, just various things, and we still had this going on. Now with Dr. Burlingame, we have just begun in the last 10 days. Mm-hmm. After he ran the blood panels, she is on levothyroxine, 0.5 milliliters twice a day.
So that's the thyroid medication.
Uh-huh, and on prednisolone, 0.5 milliliters once daily. And Burlingame uses a pharmacy in Snohomish that formulates her meds for me, and they put them in liquid form.
Ah, yeah, I'll bet that's Kussler's.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, because they're compounding pharmacy, and
yes.
It's amazing what wonderful work compounding pharmacists do these days in terms of putting, you know, making medications liquid and flavoring them to
yes.
make them easier to give. So
yes.
that's what they're doing. They're making it so it's easy for you to medicate, Izzy.
Yes, and they mail them to me, and they come addressed to Izzy K9 Ellison, and they have formulated these items in a chicken flavor, and she's just real happy to have her medicine.
All right. Now, Dr. Al, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think if I would have a personal veterinarian, it'd be Dr. Burlingame also. So.
Yeah, I'll tell you, he is just, I absolutely adore this man. He, not only is he very well balanced between natural, holistic, and traditional veterinary medicine, he's very open-minded, he absolutely works very hard at keeping himself up on the latest and being well-educated, but he also has no ego.
He really does not. I mean, he's active. For me, he's kind of acted like my little brother. You know, I've been shot at for 45 years now, and Bill basically is saying, you know, kind of calm down. You know, Peg Bauer is one of those, too, going, hey, come on now, just let it go. It's going to happen, you know.
Right, right.
So good for you. I'm glad you're with Bill, because he will make a huge difference. He knows what he's doing.
So let's, Linda, with Izzy, now she's just recently, you ran the blood test, which is it's called an EI1 panel,
uh-huh.
and there's only one lab in the country that's doing this particular panel, but
uh-huh.
Dr. Bill knows how to ship the blood serum off to be tested, and so the results came back, and Izzy has the imbalance, huh?
Yes, she had all her immune proteins were low. Hypothyroid and elevated estrogen. So she had lots of problems.
The estrogen high, cortisol low, and she also, her thyroid hormones were low, as well as her antibodies. Now, it sounds like if she is on, she's on the oral thyroid, which would be normal for dogs with the imbalance.
Uh-huh.
But she's getting oral prednisone.
Uh-huh.
So her IgA must have not been real low, or he would have started her on injections. Did you?
Well, he knew I was also squeamish about administering shots. I'm hoping then that would guess would be a question. Can this be as effective? Because I didn't want to give shots.
Well, that was why he kind of went this direction.
Okay.
Yeah, as Dr. Burlingame knows, if she does get better, then she is absorbing the steroid. One of the problems is if that IgA is below 60, that antibody in the gut, mucous membrane is below 60. Many times the size of the steroid molecules are too big to be absorbed. And that's why you have to bypass the gut to get the estrogen down and bring your IgA level up. And Bill knows all this. He knows what he's doing. So try it, see how it goes. But she should really start getting better. And that's you need to go with improvement.
Well, I wonder if you might have done that too, Linda, because you're out, you're not close to, real close to him.
Uh-huh.
Now, what Dr. Al is saying, one of those tests in the panel is the IgA test.
Uh-huh.
And IgA is the antibody that, Dr. Al, that keeps what mucous membrane healthy
throughout the body.
So when the IgA is low, it means that's when you get the inflammation of the gums and the intestinal tract can be inflamed because of that low IgA. And for some reason, like Dr. Al mentioned, either the molecules of the cortisol are too large and are not absorbed well through an inflamed gut.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's recommended, if the IgA is real low, that an injection is given for a while. Now, you don't have to give the injection. The vet gives the injection.
Yeah, it's done at 2 week
intervals. On a 2 week intervals until the estrogen comes down and the IgA comes up enough that it will be, the medication will be absorbed through the gut.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Two to three injections only, depending on how low the IgAs are. If they're down in the high 40s, it usually takes three injections at a 2 week interval. If they're in the 50s, it usually takes two. Then 10 days after that, you go to the oral prednisone or prednisolone or Medrol.
Yeah.
Okay, now her IgA was 53.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but 50, ordinarily at 53, though, you would normally start her on injections, wouldn't you, Dr.
Probably
Al?
Probably two injections. I think Bill would, too, but let's see what happens. I mean, if she's one of these patients that does absorb, great, go for it.
Or it may take longer. Now, let's say she's only been on the medication for a week, Linda.
Oh, about 10 days.
About 10 days.
Already,
and how's she doing?
A dramatic drop in the itching and chewing and scratching. She's not bothering it, her feet hardly at all. Once, maybe I'll notice it, maybe once or twice, very briefly, and maybe occasional scratch here or there, but it is a dramatic drop from what I had prior to these meds.
Excellent. So
because
glad to hear that.
She was just,
and what a relief for you. It took you seven vets to find one that could help you.
Okay.
Now another part of the program, Linda,
uh-huh,
are food allergies and sensitivities. Did Dr. Bill talk to you about what you're feeding, Izzy?
Yes, he has me isolated on venison.
Uh-huh.
She's using Natural Balance venison and sweet potato. And then I supplement, give her a little canned extra, and she once a day, because he also had me using a powdered, along with these meds, or I'm using a powdered immune.
Transfer factor, I bet.
Yes.
Yeah, transfer factor, that's really good stuff.
So we're using that, and I've been, so I give her a little bit of wet food and put that powder into it. But he has had me isolated on the venison.
All right. Now, that, I'm really glad you mentioned that, Linda, because it's something I wanted to talk with Dr. Al about. You know, part of the treatment for dogs, anyway, because this imbalance happens for dogs, cats, horses, and humans, and the treatment for everyone is a little different depending on whether you're in a dog, cat, or human suit or horse suit, and dogs tend to have issues with food and food sensitivities or allergies, so a hypoallergenic diet is important. But one of the things I alluded to earlier in the show, Dr. Al, is that this imbalance, Linda, and for everyone else, involves high total estrogen.
Uh-huh.
And that's what really is the issue. And not only can the adrenal glands be putting out that estrogen, but the condition can be inflamed, if you will, by estrogen in the food. Is that not true, Dr. Al?
Yeah, that will elevate the estrogenic level.
So one thing I was talking about early in the show is, especially for people that have animals that they suspect have the imbalance, but maybe you can't test or you can't treat or whatever at this point, then working with diet can be beneficial, and it would be good to eliminate all ingredients in food that contain estrogen. And there are a lot of stuff. And if I remember correctly, Dr. Al, didn't you say that sweet potatoes have estrogen in them?
Yeah, everybody, what's happened, Martha, is, as you know, I was the guy that created the venison and potato.
Right.
And did all the stuff, as you know. And
that was back in the 80s. You created lamb and rice and venison and rice and all of that.
And then we did, venison, potato, fish, rabbit, potato, duck, and potato, so on and so forth. And the interesting thing is that was white potato. And now a lot of the diets have changed a little bit so they can get into something a little different, which is sweet potatoes. However, it is higher in estrogen than white potatoes, from my understanding. And what can occur is I have seen patients that can't tolerate the sweet potatoes, so be real careful. With Linda's dog, it sounds like everything is absolutely fine and doing well, because if there was an imbalance there, food-wise, the medications that Dr. Burlingame had prescribed would not work. And you can, what you find is you can normalize the hormone antibody imbalance, and if you're still getting clinical signs in animals or clinical symptoms in yourself, then you've got a food sensitivity and you've got to relate to that.
Okay, so Linda, I want you to keep that in mind.
Yeah, right. So but he thinks I don't need to drop the venison sweet potato combo.
Well, no. You know, we're always a fan of, and Dr. Al, I'd say this too, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
And keep it simple.
Yeah.
So
sure.
If Izzy is improving and everything's going great, you don't have to be concerned about it. But keep in mind, and I'm not sure. Are you sure it's venison and sweet potato and not just plain venison and potato?
No, it's sweet potato. That's the natural balance combination.
Okay.
Yeah, natural balance. Of that food. Natural balance originally. They had wanted me to join their company.
Right.
However, it was one of the members wanted me to invest a huge amount of money, and I was supposed to be the expert. And so what I basically did was say, hey, this is where you need to go with this. And it was interesting because one of the gentlemen involved was the manager for Nature's Recipe and knew me very, very well. And I talked to him, a little bit like a Dutch uncle, and said, yeah, this is the way the food industry is going to go. You're going to have to do things like limited antigen.
You're talking back in the 80s, right?
Well, yeah, this is after we sold the company to Heinz.
Ah.
Probably, I don't know. 10 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
You know, and so then now they've all done these updates of things, and which is all good and fine as long as it basically agrees with you or your animal. But just realize the longer the ingredient diet, the worse the food is, because good nutrition is simple, and the more things you have in that food, the greater chance of ringing the bell of the patient.
Yeah.
So
Linda, if you run into a point where, you know, that everything is coming into balance, but you've still got some symptoms going on with the dog, you may need to get off that sweet potato.
Okay.
Dr. Burlingame will advise you, because he knows, he's dealt with this.
Yeah, and he knows that's what she's eating.
Yeah, you might want to remind him.
Will.
Well, and actually, I'm going to see him. Actually, I'm going to see him tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Because a lot of this, Dr. Al, right? You know, we're still working on a lot of this and learning about estrogen in foods. And you mentioned Peg Bauer. She's the gal down in Olympia that calls in from time to time. That you know had the bulldog and the.
She has a new one now. She'll probably call you named Tank.
Oh, okay.
And so what she's done
and she's also got the bird that she, and she, that
Bam Bam
Bam
Bam.
I think it's a macaw.
Well, she's got a macaw and couple now. She's got a new one, and then has researched.
And she's been treating them with food rather than.
Well, she researched the estrogen. We looked at that, and she found that like the stuff that they have in parrot mixes, all high in estrogen. And what your listeners and Linda can do is if you have a chance to look at my web, go to the articles thing, and there is an article there on foods that contain natural estrogen.
Okay, so go to www.drplechner.com.
Yes, I know
the left. Okay, on the left-hand side, click on articles, and then, Dr. Al, you say there's one on estrogen in foods?
Yes, I've got one on all the estrogens in the foods, and if you yourself or your animal is estrogen prominent, where your estrogens are high and you measure it, and you eat these things, sometimes it'll kick you into a dominance, but you can tell if it's adversely affecting you or not. But I think you'd be horrified to see the various things that have estrogen in them. And,
yeah.
You know, this is going to be the bane of the future. It has to be.
Yeah, so Linda, check that out because you want to pay attention, because obviously you don't want to be feeding Izzy something that's going to exasperate the problem.
I don't want to be fighting against my treatment here.
Exactly, exactly. And there are other good simple formula, novel proteins, hypoallergenic formulas besides, you know, the one that you're feeding.
Sure.
That would probably work for Izzy, so we can always get you onto something that doesn't have the sweet potato in it.
Now, my one other question is this possibly a lifelong treatment?
Okay, all right. Now, we are a little behind schedule, so Linda, do you mind holding on for a moment?
No, that's fine.
Okay, we're going to put Linda and Dr. Al on hold so we can take care of our advertisers and sponsors, the most important part of the show, because without them, there's no us. And then we'll come back and get Linda back on the line with Dr. Al and get into this next question, because she wants to know, is this like a lifelong deal? And Dr. Al will definitely have an answer for that. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk. AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first 2 chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and we are entertaining your phone calls. We, right now, Dr. Al is with us, and we have been speaking with Linda in Redmond, her little she's got a great story. Her toy poodle, Izzy, about 4 years old, she had been through six veterinarians because of allergies and skin problems and licking feet with no help. Finally, vet number seven was our own Dr. Bill Burlingame at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital in Marysville, and he, of course, explained to her about Dr. Al's the Pleckner syndrome and this endocrine immune imbalance, and Izzy has been diagnosed. She does have it. She's on medication. It's been about 10 days, and already a dramatic improvement in Izzy. Does that kind of catch us up here, everybody?
Yes, it sure does.
Okay, and Dr. Al, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, Linda, will you ask your question again for Dr. Al?
I was wondering now if this medication plan is a lifelong, probably a lifelong thing.
There's a very good chance it is, because what has occurred is a genetic defect that's come along for a free ride. And if it is genetic or acquired, which we don't know through vaccines, through anesthesia, through all this stuff, the point of it is the syndrome is in place now. And with what Dr. Burlingame is doing is, if this is a temporary thing, then the gland should start producing the proper hormones, and you'll see some, you know, changes along the way. I think what will happen is, and you can talk to Dr. Burlingame about this, many times if, you know, an owner or a patient really questions an ongoing therapy like this, the therapy can be slowed down, and then in a week, 2 weeks, you can recheck either IgA or do the entire test, and it's going to tell you if, in fact, with the reduction of the medication you or your pet are taking, whether, in fact, the changes are going back to how they had been, meaning that, yes, you have permanent damage. And that's one of the criticisms of the syndrome is going, well, what if, like in people, real quickly, and I don't mean to diverse here, but in people you have a thing called adrenal exhaustion, where the same syndrome happens, but it's due to stress, it's due to medication, it's due to all kinds of crazy things. And if you get rid of the stress or the inputs that are causing this, many times the adrenal function comes back. But what isn't realized in my profession is that we normally have a genetic defect here, of which the parents can be tested for my syndrome. And if they're off in the same area, you don't do that breeding because the puppies will concentrate the problem. So you can breed this out as well as breed it in. But from your standpoint, Bill, Dr. Burlingame will help you decide if, in fact, Izzy needs to remain on medication or can get off.
Yeah, now, Linda, what I would say just in relation to that is that what we usually explain, we just didn't go into details today, is that dogs, cats, horses, or humans, you know, can have this syndrome, and it is either genetic, they're born with it, or it's acquired due to stress or chemical exposure, that sort of thing, like Dr. Al explained, or it's a result of old age. Now, the vast majority of cases in dogs are genetic.
Uh-huh.
And it's most likely that that's the case with Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she'd been normal, you know, for 3 years of her life, and then there was some kind of really stressful thing or chemical exposure, and then, you know, she got the allergies and the problems.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be more indicative, see, of an acquired situation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's if it's a genetic thing, there really is no cure. There's just replacement therapy.
Well, I know for a long, it started out some time ago, as I think back on it, with some scratching, and she didn't have fleas.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a funny aunt who...
Oh, yeah, Dr. Al wants to know how long ago that was, Linda?
Oh, gosh, probably at least by two.
At 2 years of age?
Or prior, yes.
A little before 2 years of age.
Yeah, Linda, it was genetic then.
Okay, so it's genetic.
And,
now,
you know, I couldn't remember the scratching, but my aunt would always say to her, she'd just laugh and say to Izzy, I told you to leave your fleas at home. And I'd laugh about that, and that is because of that silly comment she made, not because I remember the scratching, but I remember her saying that.
Right, okay.
And so that was going on. And another, and I know Dr. Burlingame has said I have a follow-up appointment scheduled. He told me about 3 weeks into the meds,
mm-hmm.
then to come back. to have, you know, so he would check. So I have that scheduled. My other question is there, while I'm getting to talk to you, is there anything that she has awful, her paw pads have been awful, and I assume that's a byproduct of all that continuous licking on them.
And what do you mean her pads have been awful?
Her paw pads are dry and cracked and sort of like a child in the winter who continuously licks their lips.
Okay.
You know what? I've seen children do that in the winter, and they have this awful little redness all around their
mm-hmm.
face. Well, her paw pads are dry and cracked and from...
Hey, Linda, that comes from the thyroid not working, the estrogen binding and causing inflammation, and it opens her up to food sensitivities. And with a food sensitivity, which people need to realize is often if a primary insult does not occur where there's vomiting and diarrhea, and the patient does absorb the food, at least in a canine, a dog patient, it will hit the feet, the pads, it hits the ears sometimes, and the tummy. And this is where in a dog you have your histamine-containing cells called mast cells.
Mast cells?
So when mm-hmm. they let the histamine go, degranulate, this is where the inflammation is. So the combination is going to really hit her on the paws. She's going to have cracked paws, raw paws, chewing on her paws, doing the whole thing. That should go away, as Dr. Burlingame will tell you. That should go away once she is back to normal. Now, many times you see this also on the nose. The nose can be an indicator.
Okay. But you're saying she doesn't need to treat the paws topically or specifically, that the paws will heal as this imbalance is brought back into balance?
They should, but again, Dr. Burlingame is your primary, you know, veterinarian, and he will say whether, in fact, you need to rub something on those paws or not. Because I haven't seen...
Right.
And Bill is really well qualified, and he will do the best for you, trust me.
Yeah, so Linda, that should clear up, you know, as Izzy comes into balance. But if not, you know, you can certainly ask Dr. Bill about it when you go in.
Well, and I think even with the 10 days on the meds and the less fussing around, I think I'm beginning to see a bit of a change in the feet already.
Excellent.
So they should get back to normal, Linda. They really should.
So just to kind of encapsulate here, this is likely a genetic problem with Izzy. She will likely need the replacement medication for the rest of her life. And I can tell you what we've seen since we've been doing, featuring Dr. Al here for the last 6 years, and a lot of cases have come through the show here. And what we're seeing is once you get the animals out of the imbalance and stabilized, if for some reason you take them off the medication, they usually tank back into the imbalance, and
okay.
it's worse than before, and it's harder to pull them out each time.
Okay.
And if you'll help me remember, Dr. Al, because we're going to have to take care of advertisers and sponsors a little bit and then do current events. I'll tell you, I just had a very classic example of this with a listener who moved out of our area and had a problem with her cat. So I'll reiterate that for you if you guys help me remember. But, Linda, it's likely that you're going to have to pay attention to diet and keep her on the protocol for the rest of her life. And then, you know, you'd just be checking the EI1 panel,
right.
you know, once a year or so just
right.
to make sure she's staying in balance.
And, Linda, what you have to realize is that the use of replacement steroids in people and animals basically is not being handled correctly for the most part. The point of it is once she's back in sync, the reason you keep her on the thyroid is to be guaranteed that small amount of replacement cortisol will be broken down in 24 hours.
Yeah, metabolized.
And the way it's set up right now is they do ongoing steroids, so on and so forth, and you've got a residue in 24 hours. You know, in 48 hours, a residue all the way down the line, and all of a sudden they go, oh, my goodness, we're on too much cortisone. Well, yeah, because you did not medicate the patient properly, and this is something you need to basically think about and realize.
Yeah, so that's what, Dr. Al, what you're saying is that traditional medicine has given cortisol a really bad rap, saying that you can't give it long term because you get the buildup and you get the negative side effects. What Dr. Al discovered in his work is that individuals, human and dogs, need thyroid medication in order to be able to process and metabolize out the cortisol.
Replacement, you betcha.
And that's even if their thyroids test normal, they still get thyroid medication. And that's the key to not getting the buildup of the cortisol.
Exactly.
And I think that you said, and I can't, because I can't remember what Izzy's blood tests were, but I think you said that she tested hypothyroid as well.
Yes, she did.
Which means, you know, she definitely needs the thyroid medication.
Double whammy with the estrogen blocking the receptor sites from a gland that's not, you know, thyroid. It isn't really producing.
Yeah. Okay. So now we are going to have to. We've got to carry on here because I got to take care of advertisers and sponsors again before we reach the top of the hour, and then we're going to do a quick current events. Remember, there's no pet of the week this week. And Linda, if you have more questions, you can hold on, or you can call us back in the next hour. But Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Al Pluckner, and we've got open phone lines until noon. Stay with us, everybody. Current events is next. Next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and horse owners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin on August 1st. Now's the time to enroll in the Distant Learning Program to prepare for fall classes. For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
1150 KKNW.com. Your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, but we are taking a break from that for just a moment because right now it's time for current events. Speaking of entertainment on the Animal World current events list, and by the way, if you don't get all the details, can't jot things down, not to worry. And I can only cover actually a small portion of current events here on the air. Go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for all of the details. All right, now, Meow's fourth annual wine tasting and auction fundraiser is on Saturday, July 25th from 7 to 10 p.m. at North Bellevue Community Center. You can get details at their website, www.meowcatrescue.org. All right, let's see. And you've got a short period of time left to check out the 13th annual Colors of Compassion art sale for cats at the Blowing Sands Gallery on 14th West in the Ballard area of Seattle. And the show runs through July 9th. Proceeds benefit the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project. All right. Now, the Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project is also offering a special through the month of July. Bring in mom cat, get spayed for $25, and spay and neuter of the kittens is $10 each. So you can check that out at www.feralcatproject.org, or you can call them at 425-673-2287. Now, the People for Abandoned Pets is having their stuffed animal adoption event at the Redmond Derby Days on July 11th. Now, the booth will be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and you can adopt stuffed animals for your kids. It's really a neat idea. And so if you're interested, it's their stuffed animal adoption event at Redmond Derby Days on July 11th. And let's see, an evening of hilarious stand-up comedy with Dr. Kevin Fitzgerald. He's the star of Animal Planet's Emergency Vets. Is this coming Thursday evening, July 9th at 8:30. $20 to get in. It's at Laughs Comedy Club in Kirkland, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit Meow Cat Rescue of Kirkland. And let's see, for tickets or more information, www.laughscomedyclub.com, or you can call them at 425-823-6306. You must be 21 or over. And if you bring a minimum two food or beverage items must be purchased in the showroom for the show. So let's see. All right, Seattle Animal Shelter has got pet loss support group meets on Thursday evenings from 6 to 7:30 at the shelter. It's free. The Humane Society in Bellevue also has a pet loss support group, and that's on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Oh, Rescue Pup has opened a new thrift store, Pet Pleasers, on the Bothell Everett Highway on the corner of 180th behind 7-Eleven. All proceeds go to animals who have special needs. And let's see, Ginger's Pet Rescue will have their fourth annual garage sale on July 31st and August 1st and 2nd. Donated items may be dropped off by July 25th. At Mary and Fran Roberts. It's on First Avenue in Seattle. Go to my website, marthanorwalk.com, and click on current events for their contact information and email address if you want to donate items to the garage sale. And mark your calendar for July 31st, August 1st, and 2nd for Ginger's Pet Rescue garage sale. Now, Posada Safe Haven has their upcoming summer tour is July 11th, and that's one of their big fundraisers. So if you would like to tour Posada Safe Haven and donate some money to the cause, you need to make a reservation, which you can do at their website. They are also doing an Art to the Rescue to benefit Posados, and this will be at the Howard Manville Gallery and Pondera Winery. The opening gala is Wednesday, July 8th from 6 to 9 p.m. in Kirkland. RSV required, and you can RSVP and check out both events at www.posadosafehaven.org. Posadosafehaven.org. So that is it for current events. I do want to let you know, though, that next week we've got an important show by popular demand. Sandy will be doing our educating us with everything we need to know to be prepared for emergencies or disasters and keeping our animal friends safe. So disaster emergency prep for you and your animal friends next week here on Animal World with Sandy Gaston. She is a certified emergency disaster animal emergency and disaster responder, and the shows she's done in the past, everyone has said they've been the best they've ever heard. We also will have a special visit from Robin Alexis, Mystic and Channel, and she will join us to share with us the information that she's been receiving about potential earth changes and disaster stuff coming our way. So you don't want to miss that next week. And then the following week, July 19th, will be Mary Getten animal communicator. She will be actually in the studio, and we will be talking about her book, Communicating with Orcas, and the messages coming from the whales. I am so excited to do that show with her. All right, now we're not doing a special Pet of the Week this week because of the 4th of July closure and stuff. The shelter's just not open enough. We decided to skip it this week, but I wanted to let you know, last week we talked about the two dogs, Chiquita and Puppy, mom and daughter. Well, Paws took both of those dogs, thought they could find a home for both of them together. That's really exciting. So they've been moved to Paws. And let's see, Fox, our kitty that we had on May 24th, Fox has been adopted. Woohoo! To say Senior, are the long-haired black and white kitty that we had on June 21st. His Pet Finder page is down, so we're not sure if he's been adopted or not. It either just expired and needs to be updated, or we'll hope that he got a home. And then that leaves us with Little One from our June 7th show, a medium adult female kitty. She's very cute, tabby and white. About 7 years old, needs a home. So hopefully somebody will take advantage and adopt her. And that pretty much wraps it up. So we are going to close out this hour, second hour of Animal World. We will continue with one more hour to go. We're here until noon. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, and phone lines are open. So give us a call. If you would like, if you've got an animal or human medical care question or comment, we would love to hear from you. And local number is 425-373-5527. That's